الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أحمدك اللهم تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness that there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shed His peace and prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, along age and reading, one is apt to learn more and more. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, كن عالما أو متعلما ولا تكن الثالثة. You either are teaching or you are receiving teaching, and don't be anything but that. It seems that times come when one has a sensation of discovering the obvious that has always been known with him, but somehow one looks at it from another angle and the conclusions seem to be very interesting. One of those conclusions I came to lately, and it seems so obvious, but when you phrase it, one concludes that there is no bilateral relation between one human being and another. In Islam, no place for bilateral relations. And the Muslims know that, although not exactly in this expression, because Allah is always there. So when you are dealing with another human being, it is not a mutual dealing between you and him. It is not a bilateral activity between you and him. It is at least a trilateral relation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. But many people forget that obvious fact and think that things can go unilaterally, bilaterally, or trilaterally without adding the essential one. And so, even if you are alone in your home and you think you are in your own privacy, no, my dear Muslim, you are not alone. There are at least two in the room. One is you, but the second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He knows all you do and all you are thinking about. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So even if you think you are alone, you are not alone. If you think you are two, you are not two. On the journey of the Hijrah, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu expressed anxiety and fear over the outcome of the journey and whether they would be discovered by the kafirs, and the Prophet tells him, "O Abu Bakr, what do you think of two whose third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Even if you are three whispering together or plotting together, you are not three, you are four, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And the Quran says, "ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم." There can never be a whispering speech between three persons except that Allah is the fourth of them. And if you take this into application, you will find that heeding this would certainly modify and control whatever we think and whatever we do. Think of the man who takes a woman for adultery and goes home and locks all the doors and behind closed doors. If they think they are two, well, go ahead. But if they know that they are really three, and that Allah is there with them, looking at them, watching over them, registering what they do, then I do not think they'll go ahead and commit it. Even in our domestic life, and I'm especially worried, as I see in Muslim families in America, that the divorce rate is catching up to the national divorce rate. If every time a husband and a wife have something to make them mad about each other, and I have seen the same incidents happening in different families with different results. On the one side, divorce might be the outcome. On the other side might be, oh Allah, I know you are watching on us, and I forgive for the sake of your kind face. The outcome might be very different, although the incident is the same. One glaring example, the Quran teaches us, is when the incident of the ifk, the incident of the lie, where a group of people tried to tarnish the honor and reputation of Aisha, daughter of Abu Bakr, and wife to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and commit her of immorality, and commit her, accuse her even of adultery. And it was a great crisis to the Prophet, to Abu Bakr, to the family, and to the mu'mins. It happens that one of the foremost people propagating that lie was a man called the Mista, who was the relative of Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr used to sustain him and provide him with money to live. So when the Quran was revealed to exonerate Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, and to prove her innocence, and everybody at least felt the relief from that terrible crisis, the least of the least Abu Bakr can do was to say, Wallahi, I am not going to support that man anymore. But the Quran is revealed, and it says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِئُ لِلْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. So in one home, so many times I witnessed that the fault was one with one of the couple. But whereas some of them would go to divorce, in another case, the wronged spouse would say, Allah, I know he or she are doing wrong, but I'll be patient over it. in order to seek your pleasure. Regrettably, even Muslim homes in America and in the majority of the Muslim world are not Islamic homes, but secular homes. If they were Islamic homes, an Islamic home is home where Allah is present and His presence is felt. So whenever there is a conflict, it wouldn't be your will or mine. It would be asking the third partner, what do you think of that? What pleases you most? And no doubt that what pleases Allah most is patience and the tolerance, even if the other side is at fault. But you are forgiving. And as Allah says, forgive and forgo. Don't you wish that Allah would forgive you? And this is the key to dhikr Allah. Because if you live continuously at your home or work with that idea that alone you are not alone, with the second person you are three, with the third person you are four, if you are always aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the equation and on the sight with you, looking at you and observing and watching over you, then your choice would be modified according to that. And then the relationships between Muslims or non-Muslims alike, who always have the ever-present consultant on what to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that they are in remembrance of Allah. And remembrance of Allah is the head of all goodness. As they remember Allah, they refrain from bad and they do good. Because all the time and in all the relations and the transactions and dealings, they know Allah is there, watching over them. So, a Muslim should acquire the habit of always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can mention one or more of His beautiful names all day long when you are free. You can sometimes switch off the recorder in your car and instead begin to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or read His Quran. Because if you want to talk to Allah, read the Quran. If you want to listen to Allah, read the Quran. And this dhikr will take you into the sphere of taqwa. You become one of the muttaqeen. Taqwa is not a step to be achieved and left at that. Taqwa is a continuous status of a human mind and of human soul. Heeding Allah, remembering Him, and knowing He is always there, and knowing you can never be in privacy, and knowing that He is watching over you, if you are really aware of His presence, then I am sure your choice will be the best action to do. We ask Allah to grant us this and inspire us His remembrance, to remember Him and to be aware of Him in all situations. And I know of hundreds of stories where people acted upon this. when it is the hormones on the other side, and there is the attraction, and there is what they think is the privacy behind the closed doors. But at the last minute, he or she sees the Burhan of Allah. Remember, Allah is with us, watching over us. How can you do something that displeases Allah? We ask him to make us from the muttaqeen, because this is the key to success in this world and in the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهديه وتخلق بسنته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, what I talk to you today, many of you would think this is spirituality. There is no difference between the spiritual sphere in Islam and the sphere of action and working and doing. Because you are Muslims, 1 billion on this globe, you are dealing with people, you are acting with people. But if you forget the other sphere, that is God's ultimate and continual presence, and you are never away from his watching eye, and that for what you are doing, you do not because it pleases you, but because it pleases him, then you will be a different brand of Muslims. And in order to conquer our crisis, being them political or military or economic, we have to prepare the Muslim individual who has those certain specifications of being a real Muslim, always heedful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to build a strong building, you have to choose the strong bricks, the individual bricks. And I don't think the Muslim Ummah carries much hope in the future to correct its ailments and overcome its difficulties, unless this is the kind of individual Muslim that is multiplied 1 billion times in order to produce the Muslim Ummah. But unfortunately, as an Ummah, we shout and we cry and we protest, but we are not the suitable individual bricks in order to build up this strong building. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka ya rabbana sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat. Allahumma amla' qulubana bi mahabbatik. Allahumma arzuqna at-taqwa. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الذكر. اللهم ألف ما بيننا واملأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.